comfortable, sthira sukha asana. And sitting like this, like a question mark, it's not asana. Asana, any posture. You are comfortably seated, yet relaxed. Your joints are not hurting. The purpose of doing various asanas, in scriptures they say there are 8.4 million asanas are there. And 8.4 million asanas are condensed further in Hatha Yoga Pradipika, and it says it's four asanas are most important. Out of 8.4 million asanas, one is this Padmasana. This is lotus posture or Siddhasana. Siddhasana, you spread your knees as apart as you can. In this posture, you can, it's a perfect posture. Even in Padmasana, lotus posture, your legs can go to sleep or you yourself can go to sleep. But in Siddhasana, you can't go to sleep. Siddhasana, Padmasana, Siddhasana, or your Vajrasana, this is Vajrasana, or Gorakshaka Asana, or move your feet apart, and you sit on your heels. These are the four asanas Hatha Yoga Pradipika is talking about. All 8.4 million asanas are condensed to these four asanas. Out of that one, we can choose anyone. If I can't do Padmasana, the easy one is Ardha Padmasana, at least 1 foot up. Even that is difficult, you can bring both feet down. This is this another level. But try to, as much as possible, try to sit on the floor every day. We are always on the couch, we have forgotten how to bend our knees. Try to sit down every day for meditation. And many students, they ask, can we do meditation in the sofa, while sitting in the sofa? Or can we do it in the bed? And it's a sign of laziness. Sit down, at least for sit for few minutes every day. It is good for your pelvis region, and it is good for your intestine, it is good for your bowel movement. Every day try to sit for length of time. This is the asana. We do various asanas. Ultimate aim of doing all asanas, you are able to sit in one posture without a discomfort for a length of time. This body has to be made strong. Body has become very flimsy. We have taken the body for granted. Through asana, in a Gheranda Samhita says, wake the body in the fire, awaken the fire, make it strong. Body, there is no stamina. Small change of weather, I fall sick. There is no strength to withstand any change in the weather. If I go in the public transport, people say I fall sick. There is no stamina here. I lost all the stamina. It says, wake the body, awaken the fire, make it strong. Summer, winter, autumn, or any season, you should remain unaffected. Asana, doing that one, you get health. So if you want a good health, do the asana. Make the body strong. And body has become strong. Then, what about the mind? Mind is very wavering. I may be sitting for meditation, but mind goes everywhere, and it's, at times I get jerk. And I get a jerk, my mind is taking every... I can't control the mind. Mind is going uncontrollably. It says, mind is going everywhere. You have to bring the mind to a focus. Yes, it goes. Chanchalam hi mana Krishna. Arjuna says, mind is very hard to control like air. Sri Krishna says, yes, what you say is very right. Mind is very difficult to control. Abhyasena tu kaunteya vairagyena cha grihyate. But practice. You have to practice. With practice, you can do that one. It is difficult, means don't give up. Nothing is easy. If you want to accomplish some great things, you have to work towards that one. Work, accomplish, put in effort. With that one, you will do that one. And to begin for the meditation, prerequisite is pranayama. Do the pranayama. My breath is a link between the body and the mind. Like mind is like a horse. If you want to have the horse in control, my breath is like a reins. If you have the reins in your hands, you can manage the horse. This is the horse. Breathe. Do the pranayama. Observe your breathing. How you are breathing. When I am disturbed, my breathing becomes very jerky. When I am calm and serene, my breathing has become slow and smooth. Yoga should become practical. Everyone goes through the difficult time in our life, at home or at work. When you are stressed, ask yourself, how I am breathing? Why my breathing has become very jerky, very shaky, very shallow? Ask yourself, why I am breathing this way? The moment you ask that question to yourself, mind becomes very calm. Your breathing becomes deeper and slower. Breathe, inhale, slower breathing and slower exhale. Breathing, that type of breathing calms the mind. As we practice, our length of the breath starts reducing. Now I am talking, now my length of the breath is about 12 inches from my mouth. It is about 12 inches. If I start, when you do the Surya Namaskar 51 rounds, your breathing would have gone to 20 inches long. And as you start after Yoga Nidra, now your breathing would have come to around 4 or 5 inches. And when you go into the meditation, breathing, the length of the breath reduces to 1 or 2 inches. The Gheranda Samhita says, as the length of your breath reduces, your health improves. Your lifespan increases. The good health I mentioned, one is health is our birthright through asana. Do the asana, make the body strong. Through pranayama, try to reduce the length of the breath. Observe silence, not to be too vocal all the time, not to be chatty all the time. Try to observe silence. Go for a walk alone, not in a group. Try to go for a walk alone. And it gives an opportunity. Mind, wavy mind, starts settling down. In Bhagavata Purana, it talks about how we have to meditate. Meditation, without thinking, it's not possible. Initially, you have to give a focus. Think of what is an ideal for you. Everyone knows what is ideal. What is the ultimate I have to achieve? Or ideally, what you think of the God. Whatever religion you are from, that religion describes the ultimate perfection. Think of that ultimate perfection. Whatever religion you are from. That form, you think of that one. Or what you think is most pure. Think of that one, give that focus. Every day, think on that one. When you start with your meditation, when you are thinking, your mind can wander off. Bring it back. And if you are visualizing a personality, like a statue or an altar, Ishta Devata, it says, Bhagavatam, instead of visualizing the whole personality, visualize a tip of a nail or a big toe. Just focus on that one. Just right big toe, I am focusing. Try to focus. When you are established that one, go into the next toe. Go into, see whether you can visualize on the whole feet. Then, see whether you can visualize, go up to the knees, up to the waist, up to the shoulder, and visualize just the lips, assuring, smiley lips. The smile on the lips takes away all the worries in us. On the eyes, lotus eyes are like lotus petals. With the kind grace, His grace is showering onto me, and all problems in me are melting out. Visualize that one. And usually that meditation technique, and once you have done that one, gaze on the whole personality. My closest being is there. And meditation technique is mentioned. And this week in the news it was there, the scientists have discovered through the telescope the black hole billions of kilometers, light years away. It is much bigger than the whole solar system. That it is so big, it is so powerful, that light is billions of times more brilliant than our sun. It is so powerful, even the sunlight, we study in our science, the light travels straight, light doesn't bend. They are saying that in that light, so powerful, even the sunlight will bend. And that big hole is slowly cobbling up the other solar systems. It is slowly devouring, and it is coming towards us. And in the 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Shri Krishna, Arjuna sees that one. And Shri Krishna says, Kalosmi, I am the death. And that Vishwarupa, Veda Vyasa pictured, this very similar to what the science is saying. That in front of that death, everyone is nothing. Everyone is going in there. That ultimate, everyone, he is devouring everything. And says, in the Shri Krishna assures, don't think that you are doer. Your trivial problem, my car has got no petrol or flat tire, I think it's the biggest problem for me. For small problem, I get so upset. Look at this one. Shri Krishna says, I am swallowing the whole universe. In front of that, how can I get my mind get bogged down for my neighbor is making noise, or my coffee is not ready, my wife, she did not do my coffee, tea. Small problems, why you should get worried? Uplift yourself. There are higher things to be worried. Look up. Connect to that, the universal consciousness. It's right within. When I connect right within, I thought the small problem, I missed my bus, it was a big problem in front of that one. Life it's an entire, he's ignoring everything. I'm getting petty, for petty things I'm getting agitated. Mind settles down, settles down. When you connect to that universal energy, you are infused with energy. You are synchronized with that energy. And you start tuning yourself to that energy. And it says in the Bhagavad Gita 11th chapter, try to synchronize yourself to that energy. Otherwise, if you do not synchronize with that energy, you will be synchronizing yourself with the trivial problems in life. And life is not nothing but problem. I am blaming him, blaming her. Everyone is a problem for me. It says the best strength, best health, uplift yourself self to that universal consciousness, that energy. It is devouring everything for that in front of him. It says you are a small morsel of food for him. You are insignificant. Your existence is insignificant in front of that energy. And you bow down to that energy and in meditation connect to yourself. When you connect to yourself, that energy, that spiritual energy, spiritual strength, you address all the psychological problems, you address the physiological problems. Health is your birthright when only when you connect to that consciousness. It says, connect to that one, you will be an asset to the whole universe. And your existence, that you will be infused with energy, generations to come will reap your sadhana. They will draw the energy, inspiration from you for generations. That is the message of health is your birthright. We'll do some pranayama.